When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase Podcast.
It is Monday, March 8th on the Pro Football Chase Podcast, and joining me today is Coastal Carolina defensive end Taron Jackson. Jackson garnered All-America recognition from the Walter Camp Football Foundation, Associated Press, WFAA First Team, ESPN First Team, American Football Coaches Association First Team, among many other honors. Taron, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Doing amazing. Can't complain.
That's great to hear, man. I always find it fascinating to learn the story behind one's passion for football. So to kick this interview off, when did you start playing the game? Who inspired you?
I definitely have to say I started playing around the age of 8. You know, this is one thing that me and my older brother did when I was younger. You know, that's how we kind of, you know, kept our love for each other, honestly, in football, man. We just play, go outside, play all the time. And, you know, he's kind of the guy that I play for. My older brother, he passed when I was 9 from leukemia, you know, and I always had that love for football, you know. So that's how I kind of, you know, kept his image and, you know, likeness going. I didn't start, after he passed, I didn't start playing football again until my sophomore year in high school. But, you know, once I started back, you know, I just, you know, fell in love with it again, man, you know, because, you know, that's how what kind of kept us together. So, you know, I'd definitely say he's my driving force, you know, for playing football.
Well, my condolences, man, to you and your family, and I'm sure it's something that you keep close to your heart as you continue playing. So I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about your high school days. You attended a school there in South Carolina, Silver Bluff High School. Coming out of the recruitment process, Taron, what made Coastal Carolina the perfect fit for you?
Oh, man, when I came to Coastal, man, I really just fell in love with it, man. You know, they had something different. The brotherhood that they had there was, you know, second to none. You know, when I came there, I felt just like I was at home. You know, and the fact that Coastal was transitioning to the FBS Division 1A level when I came, you know, that's definitely one of the main reasons that I came. You know, I was kind of looking for somewhere where I could really leave a legacy. And being at Coastal was a newer school, I definitely felt like, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity for me. So, you know, I kind of committed to Coastal, man, and, you know, it's been a blessing from there.
Discussing your college resume there at Coastal, you received a medical redshirt your freshman year, and you increased your production each season, totaling 185 tackles, 42 for loss, 25 sacks. What do you attribute to your success on campus?
I just definitely have to say, you know, learning and, you know, each year just working harder and trying to improve on the stuff that, you know, I felt like I lacked the previous year. You know, I just kind of did that every year, you know, especially when we got a new coaching staff. Coach Jamie Chadwell came in and brought his staff in. You know, they kind of definitely took me to a new level physically and mentally. But, you know, just hard work, man, and every year just being more visual and things on the details and making sure I'm doing the little things. You know, I feel like that's why I made a jump every year.
I'm glad you brought up Jamie Chadwell. He was formally introduced as Coastal Carolina's head coach in 2019 after serving on the team staff since 2017. He served a little bit as an interim and then he took over as a full-time head coach. And in just his second season at the helm, Taron, Y'all posted an 11-1 record and an 8-0 record in the Sun Belt. How special was the 2020 campaign with all the COVID-19 protocols put in place, all the uncertainty that you all had throughout each week of the season? What made it extra special?
I think I can't even put it into words how special and, you know, amazing this season was, man. You know, going into the season, all the different things that we faced from COVID, you know, and being able to bounce off of that and you know, keep striving to get better as a team. Even when we're home, we got guys sending in workouts, you know, around the house. Me personally, you know, the gyms was closed. So, you know, I'm out there doing push-ups, doing band workouts, using center blocks, anything we had around the house. You know, and just keeping guys accountable, making sure they're doing their workouts. And then finally, we get in the summer, facing adversity, having to wear a mask while you work out, you know, definitely brought upon us a lot more fatigue than usual, you know, making sure that we mentally tough and still doing the small details. You know, when you're out, not making sure you're not around a lot of people, making sure you have your mask on, just all that stuff, man, that, you know, the team did together, you know, and kept the same culture. I really feel like that COVID really brought the team together more. But it was amazing, man. You know, going throughout the year, being able to beat a lot of the teams that we struggled with previous years with Louisiana, App State. Then, you know, we had the game of 2 days notice with BYU. You know, after that one, you know, just an amazing feeling, man. You know, and I definitely wouldn't trade it for the world.
That echoes the same sentiment. I've interviewed a lot of draft prospects recently, and all of them say the same thing. While the COVID-19 pandemic, from the fans' view, seems like it was dreadful, a lot of the players that I've talked to, including yourself, Teron, say that it really brought the team together. It created a cohesiveness that maybe wasn't necessarily there prior to the 2020 season and everything that came with it. And you just mentioned the game against BYU, not knowing who you were going to play 2 days prior. It's a date against the ranked BYU Cougars. You all were rolling as well. And I watched that game, and it was incredible. It was intense. You can tell that there's some chippiness going on out there. And, of course, Coastal came away with the victory, knocking off Zach Wilson and the high-powered BYU Cougars. Talk to me about that game, Teron. I know that the home crowds looked like they were going wild. I'm sure that's a game you'll remember for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a game that I'm going to remember for a while, you know, being as just definitely some historical marks at my school. You know, first time having college game day and a lot of those things, man. And, you know, going into the week, you know, preparing for Liberty, one of our rivals, everybody was already kind of, you know, up in the air, hyped up and ready to go. And then, you know, we get the news that we're playing BYU. I think, honestly, the guys got more excited. And then, you know, you have everybody around the football scene just saying that, you know, we're not good enough, you know, that we haven't played anybody. And then to go in there to compete with those guys, you know, and to win in the fashion that we did, you know, that was amazing.
To recap the 2020 season, you led the team and were second in the Sun Belt in sacks with 8.5 on the year. You also led the team and were third in the league in tackles for loss with 14, despite seeing double teams on over 60% of the snaps you played. What makes you such a difficult defender to block?
I would have to say, like, my attention to details and my motor. I'm constantly trying to, you know, do whatever I can to help the team make a play and to get my defense off the field, man. You know, it's a brotherhood. And I feel like I try to do anything in my power to help propel the guys forward. So just a combination of my.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High efforts and, you know, making sure I'm paying attention to my details and doing the techniques that I'm taught.
I mentioned some of your accolades at the beginning of the interview. You were a consensus All-American for the 2020 season, the Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year, and earned all Sun Belt First Team honors for the second consecutive season. What do those accomplishments mean to you, Teron, as you now turn the page to your NFL career?
It mean a lot, man. It's just a blessing to be, on all those awards with a lot of the top guys in the nation, man. And my thing that I kind of always say, is at the end of the day, you're kind of left with your name. So when I left Coastal, man, I kind of definitely wanted to make sure I left an implant. So whenever people, kind of say my name, they remember me for something. And I feel like my hard work and attention to details, man, that's something that is definitely going to always be implanted in the locker room. And a lot of the guys are going to build off that, and hopefully, go farther than I did.
You were named a finalist for the Lombardi Award, which is awarded by the Lombardi Foundation annually to the best college football player, regardless of position, based on performance, as well as leadership, character, and resiliency. You were also a two-time team captain. Why is it important for you to be a role model both on and off the field?
Growing up, I was always taught that everything matters. I feel like that kind of just catapulted into football. Whenever I came to college, man, my mom always harped on me, making sure I'm doing the right things, that I have the right character. I treat everybody with dignity, and respect. And, in the classroom that I'm doing what I need to do. Because at the end of the day, she always wanted me to have a backup plan. So that's kind of why I made sure I did what I needed to do on the field and off the field. And just made sure I treated people with respect.
You were a 2021 Reese's Senior Bowl Top 250 list selection and played for the national team and were coached by the Dolphins staff and Brian Flores. Talk about the impact that event had on you and your draft stock.
I'll definitely say that event had a huge impact on me. Kind of being that I was kind of put in another position that I haven't played before, defensive tackle. So, it gave me the opportunity to learn a new position and be able to, show coaches that I'm coachable, that I'm attacked whatever I'm told to do, honestly. Being that, you get to the NFL, they kind of want you to be versatile. So I wanted to be able to tell them that if they put me at DN, if they put me at outside linebacker, if they put me at D tackle, I'm going to do whatever I can, to make sure that I'm effective and successful in that position. And I definitely think that it helped me out being able to, for teams to put a face to a name, and kind of see who I am as a person.
Teron, as a defensive lineman, you hear the terms power, explosiveness, quickness. So if you're talking about your game and your playing style, what are two traits that you would say define your game as a player?
I would definitely have to say my motor and my hand. One thing going into the season that my coaches harped on a lot for me was getting better with my hands, being able to, pass rush and knock hands down and not just, rely on raw athleticism. So I would definitely say those two things this year I greatly improved on hands, but I feel like I've always had a great motor. So I'm always doing the extra little things, to help teammates out on the backside, somebody holding somebody up trying to get that ball out, all those little things.
So, Teron, going back to the Senior Bowl, you said that you played some defensive tackle. Obviously, you sound like you're very confident in your ability to thrive at multiple spots along the defensive line. Being able to do that in front of NFL coaches such as the Dolphins and, of course, the Panthers were coaching the other team, did that give you any more encouragement and motivation to settle in at potentially whatever position an NFL team views you as?
It definitely gave me motivation, just to be able to adapt and adjust, being in that position. So I always come into everything optimistic and, believing in myself because I know I have the work ethic to be successful at anything in my eyes. So I feel like whatever position that I'm put in, I'm going to be successful just because I'm willing to put that work in.
Let's talk about the pre-draft process. I know that you were getting in a workout earlier today before this interview. Who are you training with?
So I'm training down at Michael Johnson Performance. I have a smaller group, so I train with me and outside linebacker Amakar from Oregon State. You know, me and him definitely get a lot of work in, man. We're always competing with each other. So it's been a great experience so far. You know, I'm excited for my pro day to showcase my talents.
When is the Coastal Carolina Pro Day?
My pro day is set for March 23rd.
Gotcha. Now, what are some things you're working on? You know, I understand it's a lot with pro days. You got to worry about the 40, the vertical, the broad jump. Do you feel like any of those workouts are going to open up the eyes of NFL scouts about your athleticism?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I feel like, you know, the main ones are, you know, especially as a D lineman, being good with the L drill, the shuttle, and the 40. And then going in position work, making sure I'm smooth with my cuts and things, you know, especially since some teams want to see me at that outside linebacker position. A lot of stuff that I haven't done before, just making sure that I'm smooth in my transitions and stuff, in my movements. So just trying to get better at those things. And I definitely feel like I've taken a step up. It's big thanks to Michael Johnson Performance for, you know, helping me in that fashion.
How much film do you like watching, Teron? I'd imagine there's a number of NFL defensive linemen, outside linebackers that you like to watch and try to emulate their style of play to give you success as you prepare for the NFL. Do you embrace turning on film and watching it and studying it to your benefit?
Film is definitely a key part of, you know, being able to play football. It helps you anticipate things a lot more. So I definitely have to say, man, film has always been huge for me. Like I said, when Coach Jamie Chadwell's staff came in, they definitely took me to a new standpoint mentally. And when I said that, I meant like from a preparation standpoint. They really taught me how to watch film, you know, and to key in on things and, you know, what to look for and how to – when I get in the game, be able to say, okay, this might be the play they're running on, you know, be able to anticipate things. So, film is huge, man. I feel like that's what was one of the main reasons that I took my game to another level each year, just being able to watch myself and critique myself.
I know you've been meeting with a lot of NFL teams via Zoom because of the COVID-19 pandemic. What has been your message to them about your passion, your commitment, and your drive for excellence?
I think my message has been the same to all of them, that, you know, whenever I come in, you know, I'm going to earn everything. You know, I'm going to put that extra work in. I'm going to do the little things and make sure I'm doing whatever I need to do to learn the defense and to excel and to help the team in whatever fashion that I need to.
That's well said right there, Teron, and you certainly seem like a player and a person off the field as well that is going to succeed at whatever you set your mind to. It's been an honor to get you on the podcast, discuss some football, your big-time career there at Coastal Carolina, and your part in putting that campus and school on the map moving forward on a national level. So keep up the great work, stay focused, stay humble, and I have no doubt that God is going to open up that opportunity for you come draft time.
Yes, sir, for sure, man. You know, he's brought me this far, so I'm positive that, you know, he's going to keep me. I'm thankful for the opportunity to come on the podcast, man.
All right, bro. Well, take care. God bless and stay safe.
All right, same to you.